Welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast with Brian and Jake.
I'm Brian.
I'm Jake.
Episode 7.
It is episode 7 of season 2.
Of season 2.
Damn, we're in season 2.
The Boys Awaken.
Yeah.
Episode 7.
We did it. We're back.
We're back.
It took a little break, 2 week break, but you know, things happen.
Dogs happen.
That's true.
Yes.
Speaking of dogs, actually this has nothing to do with dogs, but I'm going to start off with some local news. Are you ready for some local news?
Good segue.
This actually relates to last week's episode, Portland local news. Someone stole the Portland Pickles baseball mascot.
Wait, they stole the Pickles mascot?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like the whole, like...
The whole gherkin.
The full gherkin.
The full gherkin.
So tell me more.
So I guess they were on the road, on a flight somewhere, and they came back, and it was misplaced on the flight. And so it was, they found it, their plane, or the airlines found it, and then dropped it back off on someone's, at the Pickles office in Southeast Portland after business hours. And they didn't receive a notification from the airlines. And before the next day, someone stole the large package containing the pickle.
So is it at ransom? Like, are this like having pictures taken? But like, do you want your pickle back?
Yeah.
Do you want your gherkin back? They want.
They're charging 5 gallons of fresh pickles, which is I mean, it's not that many pickles.
It's a very strange news.
Yeah, I know. Who? I mean, like, what are you gonna do with that? You can't sell it.
I mean, you could probably sell it. I mean, someone will probably want it. There's some hardcore fans out there. And especially with Portland not having any sports teams, people are insane about the Portland Pickles. They actually sell out.
Right.
Like, I remember the first time that I've ever tried getting tickets. And literally me and Aaron went there. And he was like, did you buy tickets? And I was like, no.
It's a baseball game.
A baseball game in Portland. No one's going to care. We went there literally on the champion night, like the championship night. We go all the way out there. It's like 20 minutes. And then we found parking. Took us like 20 minutes. We get out and they're like, sold out. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And then they're like, yeah, people are obsessed with Portland Pickles. And I've never been to a game. I've been here for 4 years. Let's go this summer.
I know, we need to go to a game.
We said that last summer too, and then like we forgot, and then what happened was we ended up we didn't go, but then we were like, let's try going this day, and it was sold out.
Yeah.
So we should just buy tickets like right now.
It's a hot commodity, those tickets.
So I think, I'm pretty sure the ransom would be pretty high if someone wanted to get that outfit.
That's true. I mean, I would buy it. I don't know where to wear it, though. It'd be kind of strange, like, walking through the...
I mean, you kind of have to, like, now you have to go to Pickles games. Like, you have to be,
right.
Like...
They'd probably arrest you, though,
because... Yeah, they would totally tackle you. Like, no, it's a fake. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure...
It's the real deal.
The real gherkin. The whole shebang. So I got news. All my news are just fast food related, because that's pretty much my life.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew about this, but McDonald's is now doing this menu hack.
Ooh.
And they have 4 new items. And the new items are so stupid. You ready?
Okay.
I'll list them and we'll see.
Okay.
So the first one is the hash brown McMuffin. So it's a sausage McMuffin with egg and a hash brown. And you combined them.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Sounds pretty solid.
Here's the thing, though. They don't assemble them for you.
It's DIY.
You assemble it on your own. But it gets worse. Ready?
So that's not too bad. I can put a hash brown inside of a sandwich.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what's the point? Like, I don't understand why they're adding all this new stuff, but then they're like, you gotta do it yourself. And it's like, so technically that's not new. You've already had these before.
You're just trying to get me to buy 2 things.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't Jack in a Box. This isn't the munchie meal at 9 o'clock. Like, this is just like someone just said, hey, I'm gonna add these items together, but you have to do all the work. Because McDonald's was probably like, you know what? I'm not going to make these stupid sandwiches, but we're going to give people the idea that they can create it themselves. So the next one.
Okay, hit me with another one.
Crunchy Double.
The Crunchy Double.
And that's a 6-piece nugget with the fancy barbecue sauce and a McDouble. So you add the double cheeseburger and you put all of the nuggets on the very bottom. Oh. And I'm like, that sounds kind of good. But yeah. 6 nuggets for that little tiny burger? I was thinking maybe like 3.
Yeah.
Like 3 would be good, but 6 is like too much.
That's like a whole nother patty.
Yeah.
That's like a like, bigger patty.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
On a McDouble, is what, 2 patties?
Yeah.
And 1 cheese?
Well, double cheeseburger is 2 cheese, two patties.
Okay. So yeah, it's probably thicker than both those patties.
I mean, those first two I would definitely try because those sound like the most reasonable.
Yeah.
But it gets worse.
Okay.
All right. Next one.
I'm scared.
Surf and turf.
Oh, so a little lobster, a little...
Lobster McDonald's? A McLobster? A McLobster?
Oh, that could be a thing, though.
It probably would be a thing, like, in Maine or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in Canada, they had poutine.
Oh, McPoutine?
McPoutine? Yeah, they had poutine, and it was just literally McDonald's fries, and it was just McDonald's gravy.
Do they
it
have
was,
cheese curds up there from at McDonald's?
I don't remember. I remember being really stoked on it, and we got it, and we're like, this is literally diarrhea in a cardboard box.
Yeah.
It was really gross. But the surf and turf is filet of fish plus a double cheeseburger.
Oh, that does not sound good.
But you stack them on each other. So, like, it's not, like, minus one of the buns. It's still 4 pieces of bun.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But here's the real kicker. Ready for this one? Have you heard of this one?
No, I don't.
It's called the Land, Air, and Sea.
I'm pretty sure that's called the McGangbang.
No. No, no, no. This one is an orgy. Okay. So this one is a Big Mac, a McChicken, and a filet of fish.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm going to show you the pictures, and they're just like ridiculous. Like, I don't think I would ever want to try the Land, Air, and Sea. Like, if someone paid me to do it, I'll do it. I don't even think I can fit that in my mouth.
That's a monstrosity.
Yeah, you're gonna have to cut it in half. I'm gonna have to eat it sideways like corn on the cob. Like, that's gonna be so much.
It looks like a pile, like just a pile of food. Oh, I zoomed out and now I'm in your pictures.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't use the breads from the other two sandwiches,
oh,
right?
You don't?
I don't think so.
That looked like,
because the
like
Big Mac already
pieces.
Has 3 pieces of bread. You don't need more than that.
I want my Land, Air, and Sea. I want all of the bread.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous. Yeah, you can't fit that in your mouth. No chance. Unless you, like, flattened it under, like, some textbooks.
Can I blend it? Can I put it in
yeah.
the
blender? Just stick one of the McFlurry straws in it and just go to town.
Yeah, I think just, like, alone, like, the... If you got, like, a McChicken and a Big Mac, that would even be, like, crazy.
Yeah.
But, like... McDonald's, I don't know what the hell they're doing. But the weird thing is, I think they were like, hey, we have an idea, but here's the thing. I'm not making that shit together. Like, if someone's like, can I get the Land, Air, and Sea? They're going to be like, I don't think
I'm not
so.
Stacking that.
Like, someone from McDonald's is really going to be like, yeah, I'll make that.
Right.
Like, how big would the cardboard have to be? You'd have to get a whole yeah. McDonald's bag. They wouldn't even put that in a cardboard. They'd just put it in a big-ass bag and, like, here you go.
Just like, loosen the bag.
But the gross thing is that you know that people would eat it. Like, you know that people have tried these.
It's America.
And the worst part is on my Instagram feed, I get those videos all the time of someone trying. But they don't try the Land, Air, and Sea one. They try the, like, crunchy double one. And I'm like, that's, like, the most reasonable one to try. Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll try that one. But the Land, Air, and Sea, I want to see a video of someone eating that and how disgusting it would be. Like, it's going to be satisfying, but it's going to be gross.
You would be full for the entire day.
Big Mac sauce, and you get tartar sauce. And, like, you just get, like, everything. And it's like, that's so much.
Honestly,
like,
I think it's brilliant for them to do that because they don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, all they're doing is selling more food.
But the weird thing is that you have to get the app to actually do these, if, like, to order the Land, Air, and Sea. And I'm like, why couldn't I just get, like, a Big Mac and a McChicken and also a filet
of fish?
Oh, they're
just going to say no?
Like, no. No, I'm sorry. I do that? You have to download the app. But then that's how they get you, is, like, downloading the app, getting all these rewards, and being...
Oh, you get, like, free fries with everything or something like that, right?
I think it's, like,
free
a
small
free...
Fry.
Down, like, if you download it, you get something free.
Oh, you downsize?
You downsize. You, yeah.
Downsize me?
You downsize me, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, well, I'm not going to go to McDonald's anytime soon, but I'll watch you eat it. Actually, I don't even want to watch you eat that.
We still have so much food to eat, by the way. We have to go to KFC. We have to eat so much.
Oh, I watched someone eat those Beyond Nuggets, and it was like taffy. He couldn't do it. He was like, nah, I'm not going to eat
it. Well, isn't it like $7? They're like expensive.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go to like a local place that actually has like vegan chicken nuggets and then eat those.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. Other news. Thanks for that food news, Brian.
Yeah, I'm just good for fast food. That's it.
So regarding winter, we know that every year we have the Groundhog Day, and they bring out this little
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, little fuzzball. He's kind of ugly looking though. He's got
disgusting.
Yeah, he's covered in dirt, and he's got like bad teeth. He died this year. Well, apparently the handlers said that he died like 2 days before the prediction.
So did he see his shadow?
He saw his shadow, which means 2 more years of COVID.
Yes, perfect. Any more, please.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't find another one because they're all hibernating.
Wait, so they actually got... There's actually only one
Punxsutawney
Phil.
No, I was reading up on it, and groundhogs only live for like 6 to 8 years.
So they've been lying to us.
Yeah, because they said it's like a 135-year-old groundhog, which is not true. I think only turtles live that long, or tortoises live that long. So they're going to try to find a new one for next year, and hopefully he doesn't die.
So, like, do they do, like, training, or, like yeah. what's the whole thought process?
He, like, does some training at the local weather station, and, you know, he goes through some, like, rigorous, some online
How weird portals. Would that be if you were, like, a groundhog, and then they just pick you randomly, and they're like, you know what, you gotta come out here every year, and like, oh, I have to do this shit again?
I gotta be right?
Like, ugh, and people will be pissed at you no matter what the outcome would be? God.
Spring, no!
Yeah, it sounds like a human.
Awful. Well, R.I.P. Punxsutawney Phil.
We'll pour one out.
Sorry to hear that.
But, like, honestly, though, it's more winter. I can't take this. Yeah. I can't do this anymore. It's been
pretty sunny.
It's cold, man.
The past few days, it's sunny but cold. So, hopefully, we get some warmth soon. I'll give you some warmth.
Oh, please.
okay. I also wanted to bring something else up. Have you heard of M&Ms?
Oh, the sexy M&M?
Okay, we're going to bring this up.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, what's up with that? Like, why is it that was just totally fine where everyone, like, the first thing you say out of a green M&M is you're like, oh, the sexy one? And then, like, if you think about it, you're like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And it's like, that's what that is. Like, what happened? They changed her shoes?
Yeah, she used to have high heels on, and she went to, like, sneakers with some, like, high socks. Which, shoot, those are sexy too. I mean, that's what I wear, so.
like everyone's going to be the green M&M for Halloween this year. I mean, so, yeah, they pretty much just said, like, hey, she's not going to be sexy anymore.
Yeah, it's too controversial when people are eating their candy.
That just brings up the whole new Space Jam thing where, like, people are mad about Lola Bunny.
Right.
People are like, she's not sexy, I'm mad. And I'm like, dude, she's a cartoon.
And it's a movie for kids.
Yeah,
stop.
I'm like, so I don't understand. But, yeah, so what's the green M&M's name?
Does she have a name?
She's probably. She is a woman, Jake.
I don't know. I'll look it up. We'll find out. But what is your favorite sexy candy, Brad?
What? Can you rephrase that?
So if you were to think of one candy as sexy that's not the M&M, what would you...
Like, are you talking about, like, a character? Like Captain Crunch or something? Or, like, are we talking about, like, a sexy candy bar that resolves around sex?
No, just, like, what... What is, like, a sex appeal candy?
Oh, Snickers? Have you seen a Snickers before? Oh, my God.
That is true.
They are veiny. What is that vein?
Yeah.
Is that the nougat? The caramel? What is that?
No, it's just a straight-up chocolate vein.
Yeah, it's... Next time you eat a Snickers, unravel that bad boy and eat it and in public and see if people look. They probably will.
I was going to say Payday.
I don't eat Payday.
Does anybody? My grandma used to eat Payday.
No. Eat 90?
But they're kind of good, like the saltiness and the caramel nougat. I don't know. Her name's Mrs. Green.
Miss Green.
Yeah.
But what are the other M&Ms? There's only the red one and the yellow one. The peanut one, he's an idiot. And then he's an idiot. Like, every time, he's an idiot.
There's a... The peanut M&M? Oh, yeah, he is.
He's a doofus.
No, the blue one is.
The blue one?
I don't know.
The blue one's the... What flavor's the blue one? Peanut butter?
The blueberry.
I don't know. Blueberry M&Ms.
Do they have... They don't have flavors.
They have caramel? Flavors. Yeah, they have so many different flavors.
Yeah.
There's like... have you been down the candy section? Maybe you shouldn't if you think some of them are sexy. Maybe,
I'm banned from the candy section.
Like, Jake, you gotta stay away from the paydays, man. I'm sorry you had way too many. I don't know what you're gonna do with them. Please tell me you're gonna eat them.
Yeah, sorry. I like a sexy candy bar. Yeah, I don't think they have names.
But Miss Green.
Except for Miss Green. It's just red. Red is named Red. Blue.
How original.
Yeah, right? But then the brown one has glasses and like...
It's is like he a, like the professor one?
It's like the smart one.
Yeah, he's like the lab coat.
Yeah.
Do they wear clothes? I don't think so.
Hell no.
No, they better not because those M&Ms are sexy.
Yeah.
They ain't no payday, but, you know, I'll take what I can get.
Anyway, yeah, so I guess we're just going to go back to them wearing, like, regular clothes, which heels are regular clothes.
Why but, I mean, like, it? Also, like, who's going to be mad about that? Like, I wouldn't even notice, but, like...
If you're mad about that, you got something else going on. Yeah.
Maybe have a payday or two. Maybe
yeah, have a Snickers. Chill out,
dude. Yeah.
What's the saying? When if you're hungry, snap out of it, have a Snickers?
I forgot what the slogan is, actually. Oh, yeah, man. I looked it up. Google, you know.
Snickers... slogan.
While you're looking that up, I'll bring up another topic because this is getting weird.
You're not you when you're hungry. Grab a Snickers.
Grab a veiny dick. So I had an interview today and I just wanted to talk about interviews and see how everything was going. What would be your worst interview you've ever had? And where was it? And tell me all the details.
Oh my gosh.
I have two.
A worst interview. Let's see. Well, I'll just say about one interview. It's not the worst one, but I biked to this interview, and it was across town. I got almost there, and I forgot that I didn't have my water bottle, because you know you got to have water when you're going to interview.
You want to go in there really dry.
And I don't
want to. I had a payday. I'm acting a certain way. The green M&M is not sexy to me anymore.
You don't want to be the guy asking for a water bottle when you get in there. Or like, can I get a glass of water? Like, they usually offer it to you.
Well, back in the day, they offer you water. Like, you need something to drink?
Yeah, no. So I was like, oh, I gotta go get a water or like something from the store. I went and bought a brand new water bottle so I could fill up and take it to the interview.
Like a Nalgene one?
No, it was like a clean one? Canteen, baby. Something was stainless steel. And
can you just buy a water bottle? Like an Aquafina or something?
No, can't do it. It's against my religion. So I went to this interview with a brand new water bottle. You know, you got to show off a little bit that I'm environmental or something like that.
I don't think you're going to get a job with this water bottle. I'm sorry.
And I got there, and I am sweaty, man. Like, I biked probably like 2.5 miles to get there.
Was this in Portland?
Yeah, it was.
What was the company?
I work there right now.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
And so I got the job, obviously. But man, I got there.
Who got you the job? We'll get back to that.
Yeah, and so I got there, and man, I was like wearing all black, of course, and it was like
summertime.
Yeah, it was like May, and so I was just sweating. And
you couldn't get dropped off. This is an interview.
Yeah, I didn't have a car, so I guess I could have taken an Uber. But I was like, oh, you know, got to get like a little workout before, get some, I don't know.
You wanted to show idea. Off that you're like, hey, I'm eco-friendly, I bike to
I
work.
Got my water bottle, I got my bike here.
I smell like I should work here.
And you know, you walk in there and they give you the tour and I'm just sweating. I'm like, oh, great.
Were you holding an invisible briefcase so like your pits would air
arms
out?
Are wide.
Yeah, you're like, I can't go.
Elbows up and side to side.
At least you're wearing all black. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I planned ahead for that one.
Should have wore like a light blue shirt. They go to see through all white. All light gray. That's why I can't wear light gray anymore. I can't wear light colors in the summer.
Only if you're actually like working out. And yeah. you're expected to be super sweaty.
Gains, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I guess it worked out. I get there and I'm sweating. Because you're nervous already. Plus, you're out of breath. But I think that it worked out in the long run. I'm still here, so.
Plus, you got that water bottle, so they're like, hey, you got the job. Do you still have the water bottle?
I do. It's in the car.
Next time. I got to see it. I got to see the award-winning.
But yeah, I mean, you did give me the job because you were my reference.
It was funny because, like, literally when they called me about that job, I was sweating. I thought I was interviewing for the job. And the funny thing is that, like, they were just, like, asking me all these questions, and I was like, do they know we're friends? Because if they do, you're not going to get this job. Yeah. And then so, like, literally, like, I was just like, okay, it's an interview. It's for a friend. Obviously, I'm not going to be like, yo, this guy sucks. You know, like, I'm not going to be like,
he goes. You got to pump him up a little bit.
Yeah, like, you always got to be like, all right, we're not friends. We're coworkers, because you knew what that meant. If you said to your friends, they're going to be like, oh, they're just fucking around.
Yeah, you obviously plan out who your references are. You know, you got to have, like, a mentor. You got to have someone who can vouch for you for, like, you know, you work well, then someone who just knows your past. So,
well, I think the scary thing about that is that literally for people have called me asking to be my reference, and it scares me because I'm like, please don't call, because I don't pick up my phone calls. If there's a number I don't know, I don't pick up. But if I'm expecting a call, then I'll call them back and everything. But, like, I've had a few people. One time at Starbucks, this guy was just, like, he came up to me, and I did not know who this person was. And it was my first time meeting him ever. And then he was like, hey, you guys hiring? And I was like, yeah, you just got to do a resume. And he's like, will you refer me? And I'm like, who are you? Like, why? I'm not going to refer someone I don't know.
Right.
The whole thing of referring someone is like, hey, I trust this person. You should trust them.
Yeah, you don't want to have someone who is unpredictable.
Yeah, you're like a loose cannon. Yeah. You're going to look terrible. But yeah, it was funny because when they called me, I literally was sweating. And I was just like, I think I called you right afterwards. And I'm like, dude, I hope you got the job. Because if you didn't, I'm sorry. I probably said some fucked up shit. But
well, I always pace around when I'd have, like, I've done some phone interviews before. And you just pace, like, throughout your entire house.
Oh, yeah.
Every corner of your house. You're like, oh, I haven't seen this part before.
Yeah. I always do, I did a few phone interviews, and I was in my room, and I had, like, a closet door and had a mirror. And yeah. I was just posing. I was just looking at myself in the mirror.
Flexing
and I was, like,
in the mirror.
I was, like, in, like, a shirt. I got this. I was wearing, like, a button-up, because I was like, it's an interview. I got to be prepped. And then I was, like, walking around doing these weird positions on my bed. That was Captain Morgan.
What? Wait, what?
I don't know, man. Like, it was an interview. Fucking weird, dude. Like,
what are you, the sexy Eminem?
Dude, I had my heels on. You know, if they could see me now, I would have got that job.
It's true. What was your worst interview?
So I have two. The first one was, it was at Mountain Mike's Pizza. And I was, like, 18 years old. And my friend worked there. And he was just like, yo, this job's super easy. They're looking for someone. You should come in on Saturday. And I was like, okay. They didn't contact me. I didn't contact them. It was all word of mouth. I went in there. And then my friend was there. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is the guy. And then so they come up to me.
This is the guy.
This is the guy. They don't even say my name or anything. So I sit down, and she has a Post-it note, right? Like, you know, a yellow square Post-it note. Not paper or anything like that.
No memo pad?
Nothing. Just Post-it note. She goes up to me and she's like, hey, can you make pizza? And I was like, yes, I can learn. And she's like, you drive a car? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right, put your name, your number, you start Monday. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
What? And that was the interview. They didn't get my last name. They didn't know where my address was. I could have been a serial killer. Yeah. And I could have killed all of them.
Hey, but a serial killer with the job.
Yeah, but on the Post-it note. And then that was, like, literally one of the worst jobs I've ever had. They didn't know a thing about me, and they paid me under the table because I thought that was the thing to do when I was, like, 18.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, money in my hand every 2 weeks? No. I didn't even know how much I got or, like, how much I made or how much they were. I'm pretty sure it was, like, $7 back in the day or some shit, like $8.
Right, yeah.
Something garbage. But, like, it was all under the table, and my friend's like, yo, I get them to write me a check. And I'm like, whoa, that's official.
Dang.
They didn't have any, like, scorecards. They wrote all the hours on Post-it notes. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they just paid me, like, $200. And they were like, this is fine. And I was, like, 18, living at home. And I'm like, dude, this is great. That was, like, an interesting interview. But my favorite worst interview of all time, I don't know if I told you about this one, but it's a place where when you're there, you're family. I was, like, 17 years old, and I was at lunch with my mom, and you know, Olive Garden lunch.
Yeah,
classic.
I've only eaten Olive Garden one time, and it was with my mom.
Yeah, for it's lunch, such a so. Mom place to go for lunch too.
Yeah,
because they have the lunch portions; it's cheaper.
Right,
but it's like
it's the same thing,
same garbage food. So I had there's a walk-in interview, and what happened was I was like, dude, perfect. They're going to give me the job. Like, I'm going to have an interview no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get there, and it's with this assistant manager guy, and he's an assistant manager of Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, I don't know, like 24 or something like that, like some jackass.
I was going to say the assistant manager of appetizers. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, dude. That's, like,
that's legit, a job, dude. Right there.
I am mozzarella Mr. Stick.
Mozzarella, yeah. Stick.
I'm married to Miss Green. She's sexy with those boots. So I had this interview, and the guy looks me up and down. He looks at my printed out resume, because that's what you used to do back in the day, print that shit out. And he looks at my address, and he was just like, oh, Tradewinds. That was the name of the complex that I lived in. And he's like, tell me about this complex. Do you like it? And I'm like, oh my God, this is like my second interview in my whole life.
Right.
He's testing me. This is part of the interview. And he's like, tell me what you like about it, and tell me what you don't.
Like, you're supposed to know if you're, like, comprehensive.
Yeah, like, if I was, like, you know, like, I have my personality. This is my personality. And I was like, you know what? It's really cool, but, like, I don't know. I don't like the laundry. And I started complaining about laundry. I'm 18 years old. Like, what's going on here?
You do your own laundry, yeah, at this, like, point.
Yeah, like, fucking idiot. My mom does my laundry. And then so I was talking to him for a little bit, and he doesn't even mention anything about the job or, like, any of my past history or anything. And he's like, oh, like, can you wash dishes? And I was like, what? I applied to be a waiter, not like a dish person.
So you'll always wash dishes.
Yeah. And then so later on, obviously I didn't get the job. And so like a few years later, I see the assistant manager at Olive Garden, and he was my neighbor. He lived in the Tradewinds apartment. So I pretty much convinced him to get an apartment at the Tradewinds. I didn't see no commission. I didn't see no waiter job.
For real.
But I was like, dude, fuck you. Fuck Olive Garden. But for real, give me those breadsticks. But like, that was like the worst interview. Like, he literally turned out to be my neighbor, and my mom was like friends with him.
So you actually did good in the interview.
Yeah, like I convinced them to get the place. He's like, you know what? I was really thinking about it, and I was losing sleep. And then this guy, this 18-year-old said, get the apartment. He's like, I got it. But yeah, that was the worst interview.
Wow. That's well, props to you for, I mean, securing the money for the apartment complex, I guess. But
yeah, I should actually hit Tradewinds, but like, I kind of owe that a payday from them. Yeah. Get a payday from them.
A sexy payday. All right. We're back. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Jake.
It is almost Super Bowl weekend. Did you know that?
I did know that.
I mean, there's nobody we like in there, just the Bengals and the Rams, so.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not even going to watch.
Yeah, I think the best thing about it is halftime show.
I think I disagree. I think the best is the commercials.
Oh, wow, we are on polar opposites. Well, the halftime show this year is like a best of, because it's Dr. Dre. We got Snoop Dogg. We've got Kendrick Lamar. We've got Eminem. And Mary J. Blige, to top it all off. So it's going to be like a fat Super Bowl show. There's going to be lots of dancing, lots of singing along.
Singing along. Singing along.
I'm going to be singing along.
To Forget About Dre.
Yeah.
Last year was The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And that was
pretty good.
Well, that was the best part about that one, though, is literally like 2 seconds after the halftime show, it was all the memes of just like him being like in that lost room and like being super lost. And I was like, damn, dude, the internet is so creative.
They're
at times
so quick on it.
Yeah, they're definitely, someone's going to be automatically, even this year, it's going to be something ridiculous like right away.
It's like they have people prepared like in meme, I don't know, apps, and they're just like, snag a screenshot and then like put a caption on it, boom, send it out. You'll find something.
It's just people with too much free time. I don't think they have like anyone hiring them. Like no one's making like a professional memer. Like
no one's a memist.
Yeah, no one's doing that. People just put it out there and they're like, I think this is funny. And then if they get likes, then that's how they get follows.
So I'll try this year. I'm not good at memes.
Do your best. Yeah.
Thanks.
I believe in you.
So who do you think's gonna win though?
Let's just go with the Rams, just because I feel like you're going to be upset.
Okay, sure. Yeah, Allie, who's going to win? We're going to pass this over to our first guest, Allie.
Wow, what an honor. Probably Kendrick.
Oh, yeah?
I think he's going to be the star of the... Are we talking about the halftime show?
Oh, Kendrick Lamar?
Talking about who's gonna win the entire half or the entire Super Bowl? Who's gonna win? You can say Kendrick if you think.
I'm gonna say Kendrick. I'm gonna stick with that answer. Thank you for having me.
That sounds good. I'm gonna say the Golden Retrievers from the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, okay. No, right. If we're talking about the Puppy Bowl, that's way. I'm sorry. I changed my mind. The Puppy Bowl is way better than the Super Bowl. We should just put that on.
We could.
Yeah. Well, too bad. Because I won't be there. I won't be there. It's okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, enjoy your week, people. And thanks for tuning in to the Beanie Boys podcast. See ya.
Bye.